Pro tip, if you're teaching a class and your students' attention starts to drift, don't just stand on the floor.
Let's do this one.
Climb up on top of your students' desks, like Glenwood Leadership Academy teacher Amber Santana. She's kicked off her shoes, picked up a handheld whiteboard, and started to pace across her fourth graders' desktops, all while running through a few multiplication problems.
Rockstar status. Nice job.
She's fabulous, and the teaching methods that she's using really work with our students.
Principal Tamara Skinner is standing just outside the classroom. When she took the job at Glenwood last school year, many teachers were burning out. The school serves the mostly poor population on Evansville's south side. An outside consultant said Glenwood had a discipline problem, and the school gave back previous gains in its statewide test scores. Nearly three-quarters of the school's students did not pass last year, all but guaranteeing Glenwood will receive its sixth straight F later this month. State education officials could step in next year, but Skinner's confident the district has already figured out how to turn Glenwood around.
We aren't where we need to be with our achievement indicators, and we're not satisfied. But if you saw the solid academic plan to get us there, you'd believe in it too.
The district set its plan in motion near the end of last school year. Evansville school officials asked all 48 Glenwood teachers, do you want to stay or take another job in the district? More than a third of the staff asked right away for a transfer, and others eventually left too. Those who stayed got intensive training, and the school's staff got a fresh start.
The teachers that are now at Glenwood want to be there, like 100% want to be at Glenwood, which is something that I can't teach.
That's Ami Magunya, who herself is part of the district's turnaround plan. Evansville school officials signed a $600,000 contract with Magunya's employer, Boston-based Mass Insight Education. The nonprofit's job is to help the district set up a team in its own district office charged with turning around Glenwood and four other F schools in Evansville.
You're halfway up Mount Everest.
Magunya routinely meets with the three district employees on the turnaround team. Turnaround team leader Carrie Hilliard says her team has designed tools to let teachers use student data to take the guesswork out of instruction.
A lot of it based more on feeling than knowing. So we've taken the feeling out. So they should have the data that they need now to know how they're doing.
Avoiding state intervention at Glenwood isn't Hilliard's only incentive. Part of Hilliard's own performance evaluation rides on the test scores of the five schools she oversees, including Glenwood. Under her contract, the five schools' passing rate must go up by 10 percentage points this year. Hilliard worries a state intervention at Glenwood would simply put another cook in the kitchen and wouldn't help.
I have a hard time believing that adding another partner, adding something else to it, would actually not have the reverse effect at this point.
District officials will have their chance to publicly make their case next week at a public meeting in Evansville to State Board of Education members, including State Superintendent Glenda Ritz.
I've already been on record before I ever took office that I don't believe that takeover is the answer.
Ritz says all options are still on the table. There would be precedent if state board members decided to take a hands-off approach in Evansville. The board decided against launching their own intervention last year at John Marshall Community High School in Indianapolis after district officials there hired outside help. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.